give it just another minute or two, since we only have three of the five commissioners. I'm sorry, three of the five commissioners on at this time, and I don't know if we reach a quorum by having the two missing. So we're going to give it just a minute or so.
Commissioner Borea, this is Justin Vogel. I do believe that the POC does have a quorum if we do need to move forward, since we have over 50%.
Excellent. All right, Justin. Good morning, and thank you for that clarification.
Good morning.
Just as a reminder, standard protocol, please, if you're not speaking, mute your computers or your phones so that we don't have a lot of background noise take over the meeting. With that, I wanted to announce an agenda change. We're going to move in our Section 5 pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendation. We're going to move course number 1076 and 1077 as the first two courses that we review, and then we'll pick up from there moving through the rest of it. So with that, we'll go through opening roll call. Brad Schiffer. I'm sorry, Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner Langille.
I'm here.
Good morning. Commissioner John, I believe, is not on yet. And Commissioner Brown, likewise. And I'm Michael Bure. I'm the chair for the EdPOC. So good morning to all. Staff, if you could, one at a time, just introduce yourselves.
Michael Clark, Education Administrator.
Justin Vogel, Legal Counsel.
Jim Hammers.
Hello, Madani. Campbell, I spoke to Commissioner John. He'll be joining soon.
Excellent. Is there anybody else from staff? All right. With that, we will move to agenda item number two, the review and approval of the meeting minutes from our past meeting. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns? Hearing none, we'll be looking for a motion.
Schiffer will move it.
Langille, second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Thank you.
By the way, I apologize for being late for this meeting, but I'm on the line now.
Commissioner John, good morning. We're glad to have you on meeting.
So sorry.
Not to worry. I think I may have skipped over, agenda item number two, which is the review and approval of this meeting agenda. So if you would, please take a look at this agenda. I'm sure you've already familiarized yourself with it, and we'll be looking for a motion to approve this meeting agenda.
Schiffer will move it as amended.
All right, we have a first. Is there a second?
Langille, second.
Excellent. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we're going to move to agenda item number four now. And unless I'm corrected by Mr. Clark, the educational POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications or administratively approved updated courses. We don't need a motion at this time. So unless there's any correction to that, Mr. Clark, we're going to move to item number five.
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, item number five, pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendations to the commission. And we're going to start application number 1076. Mr. Clark?
Course title is FBC 2020 Advanced Residential Swimming Pools. The provider is Florida Home Builders Association. The accreditor is JDB Code Services, Inc. The accreditation date was 11/15/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will familiarize the participant with construction means and methods as it pertains to residential code requirements for residential swimming pools. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, are there any questions before we look for a motion? All right, with no questions, we'll look for a motion for approval. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, I have to correct my own etiquette. I apologize. My Robert's rules, I need to update them apparently. We're going to open up for public comment at this time on this specific course. Is there any public comment?
Joe Belcher, the accreditor, I'm just no comment, just to let you know I'm here if there are any questions. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, this is Shane Gerwig on behalf of the Florida Homebuilders Association and submitting this course, 1076 for classroom approval. I'd appreciate an affirmative recommendation on this one, and I'm available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, are there any questions? All right, hearing none, we're going to close public comment and open it up for a motion. Would any commissioner like to make a motion on this course item?
Schiffer,
I move approval.
I have a first from Schiffer, and who was the second?
This is David John.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we're going to move to our second course, FBC 2020 Advanced Swimming Pool. Oh, excuse me, that's the one we just finished. We're going to read now course number 1077, which also, I believe, deals with advanced swimming pools. Mr. Clark?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is FBC 2020 Advanced Residential Swimming Pools Internet. Provider is Florida Home Builders Association. The accreditor is JDB Code Services, Inc. The accreditation date was 11/15/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will familiarize the participant with construction means and methods as it pertains to residential code requirements for residential swimming pool. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the word internet should be added to the end of the course title on the title page of the PowerPoint presentation. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up for public comment now.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is Shane Gerwig again on behalf of the Florida Homebuilders Association this morning. Course number 1077 is a parallel counterpart of the one you just approved. This is an internet course mainly set up for webinar type format. And after hearing Mr. Clark's comments, I would like to add that in and submit the amended slides over to Mr. Clark if you're kind enough to approve this today. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I am available for any questions.
All right, thank you. Is there any other public comment? All right, hearing none, we're going to close public comment. We'll bring it back to the commission for a motion or discussion.
This is David John. I make a motion we approve with the change that Michael recommended.
Schiffer will second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. All right, we're going to return back up to the top of our course list, course and number list, and the next one will be course 2020 Advanced Florida Building Code, Significant Changes 7th edition. Mr. Clark?
Mr. Chair, the provider for this course is Design Art Seminars, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date was 11/5/2021. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that summarizes significant changes to the 2020 Florida Building Code, building, residential, mechanical, plumbing, and existing building, 7th edition 2020. The course is intended to familiarize architects, landscape architects, and interior designers with changes between the 2017 6th edition and 2020 7th edition of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time.
Joe Belcher, just to advise, I am on the call for Design Art Seminars. I authored the course, and I'm here for any questions there are. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Any further public comment? Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission.
Schiffer will move approval.
Commissioner Schiffer as a first, and I didn't get the second.
This is David John, second.
John's okay, very good. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Our next course is course number 1080, 2020 Advanced Florida Building Code, Significant Changes in the 7th Edition. This is the internet version. Mr. Clark?
Mr. Chair, the provider for this course, again, is Design Art Seminars, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date was 11/5/2021. This is a two-hour online course that summarizes significant changes to the 2020 Florida Building Code, building, residential, mechanical, plumbing, and existing building, 7th edition, 2020. The course is intended to familiarize architects, landscape architects, and interior designers with changes between the 2017 6th edition and 2020 7th edition of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up for public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for a motion.
This is David John. Michael, I'm looking at the title slide. I don't see internet on that. Is that included in that? Am I looking at the wrong presentation?
Is this for 1080?
I think I'm looking at the cover slide for 1080. I don't see the word internet on that.
Okay, I'm pulling it up. You are correct, Commissioner. It does not say internet. But it doesn't say internet, but the course title also does not. Let's see. Yes, it does say internet. You are correct. It should say internet on the title slide.
Can I make a public comment, Mr. Chairman? Joe Bellier.
Well, technically, we've closed public comment, but since you were the author, I believe, of this one, yes, sir.
I would request that you approve, and I will send the modified slide to Michael Clark to add internet to the title slide.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Mr. Clark, any further comments?
That's all, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, sir. I believe Commissioner John had the floor.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve with the change of adding internet into the title slide.
So we have an approval. improvement with a friendly amendment. We have a first. We're looking for a second.
Schiffer will second it.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good catch, Commissioner John. All right, our next course is course number 1078, 2020 Florida Building Code Advanced Module. Mr. Clark?
The provider for this course is the Alarm Association of Florida, Inc. The accreditor is Sean Guthrie. The accreditation date was 10-18-2021. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that addresses the requirements of the Florida Building Code with respect to fire alarm system. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the correct title of the course should be placed on the title page of the PowerPoint presentation. Also, under course timeline in the syllabus, the reference to 60-minute internet distance learning should be deleted. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open it up for public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the commission for discussion. And I think essentially what we're looking for here is an approval with the amendments as described by Mr. Clark.
Schiffer will provide that approval.
We have a first, so we're looking for a second.
Second, Wayne Gill.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Mr. Clark,
I'll make sure that motion was with the modifications that Michael talked about, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Clark, how do you articulate that back to the applicant?
What I do is I send them an email letting them know exactly what happened. They go into the system, fix it, I see it, and then I move the course to approved.
Okay, after they've made the adjustments and sent them to you.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, we're going to move to our last course, and that is course number 1075, Florida Building Code Advanced Course 2020. Mr. Clark?
The provider for this course is the Alarm Association of Florida. The accreditor is Sean Guthrie. The accreditation date is 10-13-2021. This is a one-hour online course that addresses the requirements of the Florida Building Code with respect to fire alarm system. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the correct title of the course should be placed on the title page of the PowerPoint presentation. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. So it's a title issue again.
Yep.
We're going to open it up. We're going to open it back up for a public comment on this course item. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion.
This is David John. Michael, again, we're not seeing internet on that title page, so is that something that you can get them to add as well?
That is correct. That was my meaning. It's not only internet, but the title they have doesn't match what they're saying the title of the course is. So you are correct.
So, can you make sure they add the word internet?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner John, did you have a motion?
I make a motion to approve with the changes that Michael reviewed plus the addition of the word internet.
All right, very good. Thank you. We have a first, and we'll look for a second.
Schiffer will second.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. We'll move to agenda item number 6, pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. I believe we do not have any. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, thank you. Agenda item number 7, pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. Again, I do not believe we have any submitted. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. Agenda item number 8, Education Administrators Activity Report. Mr. Clark, the floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. The Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from September 24th, 2021 through November 19th, 2021, including staffing the Ed Poc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Commission's education program. Also in the report is the training funding information for 2021, which is promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the December 3rd, 2021 Ed Poc agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Are there any questions from the commissioners? All right, hearing none, we'll move to agenda item number 9, other POC business. Commissioners or staff, is there any additional business that we need to cover or discuss?
Is this open to the commission?
Yes, sir.
And I apologize if it was already covered. I may have missed it, but maybe Tom can tell us when they're going to update the changes that we voted to make.
Commissioner John, the rule is in its final steps of becoming effective, and we're hoping to have the new form up by the end of this month or the beginning of January. I'm going to be talking to Michael about setting up a call with the accreditors and the course providers to go over the new requirements.
If I can make a comment about that, I believe the way it's formatted right now makes it very difficult to review these things, and I think the new format will make it much easier for this talk to review the presentation. So I appreciate you getting that done as soon as you can, because it really will help us.
We will.
All right, thank you, Commissioner John. Is there any other POC business? All right, hearing none, we're going to open up the last public comment. Hearing no public comment, we're going to close public comment. And we're on agenda item number 11, POC member and staff comments. Staff or any of the commissioners, any additional comments? All right, everybody's a chatty group today. We're gonna. if there's no other items, then we will hold this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for joining today, and stay safe.